Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're joined now by Rob Riggle, who was hysterical, actor, comedian, big sports fan as well. And he's got this pretty interesting March Madness project. So let's kick it with Rig for a little bit. Rob, welcome back. It's been a long time, but welcome back to the show. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely, buddy. So I know you've got this campaign because, you know, let's face it, most of us will watch March Madness, I guess the responsible ones, in semi-isolation, you know, bars not quite, certainly arenas not packed, that's for sure. So you have a unique way of talking smack, and I want to hear all about it, but I need to set the template. So Rob Riggle's first truly, I don't know why I'm reaching for the negative here, but your first true, maybe because it's my teams, that's all they gave me outside of the Yankees as a Jets and Knicks guy. Your first truly painful, your earliest painful sporting memory. What was it, Rob? What jumps out?
You know, it's the weirdest thing. Well, I guess it would be 1980 Royals in the World Series against the Phillies. We lost that.
That's a good
that
one.
Cut like a knife. There was a couple ALCSs that the Royals lost to the Yankees in the 70s that cut. But I do remember I was on a ski trip in the early 90s. I want to call it 90, 91, 92, mm-hmm. somewhere in there.
Okay.
And I was on a ski trip. It was January, and the Chiefs lost in the playoffs to the Dolphins. I think the Bird was playing. He had like a shattered hand. He had a bum hand. And he was our quarterback. But for whatever reason, I believe that was the year we were going to go deep in the playoffs to the Super Bowl. Anyway, we lost down in Miami, and it ruined the entire ski trip for me. I remember being just mad the whole week.
You couldn't recover. I don't blame you. And by the way, some of those Royals teams now – I mean, of course, I know what happened historically. The 70s battles between the Yanks and the Royals were a little bit before my time in watching, but you're talking George Brett, you're talking Dan Quisenberry, may he rest in peace. Larry Gora was a great pitcher. I mean, Willie Wilson. Those teams were stacked. Those Royals teams were awesome.
Those 70s and 80s Royals teams were really talent-loaded, crazy talent-loaded. Royals Hall of Fame, Baseball Hall of Fame. And then, of course, they're going up against the Yankees. You got Goose, you got Billy Martin managing, you got Reggie Jackson. I mean, there was just amazing teams, and they stayed. You know, the players stuck around for their careers in mm-hmm. some of these places, and I don't know. You build up a rivalry over time, and it was fantastic. It was
gotcha.
Really fantastic.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you can't build rivalries anymore. There's too much money to be made. Free agency. Guys got to go get theirs. You know how it is, Rob. It's not the same game that it used to be anymore. In all sports, by the way.
Yeah, very true. Very true. And there's pros and cons to that. So,
well, one of the cons is it's a little harder to talk smack when everybody's the rosters are fluid. But one of the pros is we've got a creative guy like you to tell us exactly how you can do that, even in the midst. I hope the back end, but even still with a pandemic. So, what is this March Madness smack talk thing, for lack of a better description? What are you launching here, Riggle? What do you got up your sleeve, Rob?
Well, you know, it's not just me. It's Aflac. You know, you've heard of Aflac. I was the
Absolutely.
Aflac doctor.
Yeah, of course.
They do good work. They approached me and had this campaign that made a lot of sense to me, to be honest with you.
Okay.
It's called the post-pain campaign. I guess that's, you know, the best way to say it. But it's post-pain trash-talking campaign. Matter of fact, social media, if you hashtag post-pain trash talk on your social media, what you can do, the premise behind this thing is, you can trash talk. Now, March Madness is upon us. obviously we're not being, you know, the tournament's not spread out. It's all in one place. The attendance, you can't really attend. However, we all have family members. We have friends. We have colleagues, people we work with, people we know that went to other schools. This is a big time for trash talking in America, and it's been handicapped a little bit. So Aflac's come up with a way to do this. All you had to do, postpain, hashtag postpain trash talk, right? Go to social media. Tell us someone you want to trash talk, the city they live in and why they deserve it. We will review it, and then we will send someone out. We will, by proxy, send out a heckler. We will send out a trash talker to go to your friend and trash talk on your behalf.
So, really?
Nice. To spread the wealth.
Well, nice. Wait, why
is it post-pain? Is it so? Are you trash talking like after your team loses? Like the post-pain?
No. Post-pain is it's Aflac. Aflac, you know.
Oh, I got you.
Good question, though.
Gotcha.
Yes, that covers that your regular.
That's the brand. Cover. I got you.
That was a good question, though. I was kind of thinking the same thing. But listen, Rob, you need to send people to Virginia. Because my partner is insufferable in this regard, because there was no NCAA tournament a year ago. The same guy whose first seed lost to 16th seed UMBC, the first time that's ever happened in the history of college basketball.
And then the greatest redemption story in the history of college basketball is they win the championship the following year.
That's
and
true.
Hold on to it but for 2 years.
But that's where I'm going, Rob, because there was no tournament last year. Tiki, who went to Virginia, as you know, keeps telling me that the Cavaliers are 2 years running, and I guess literally they are, but can you please dispatch some people to the state of Virginia to talk some smack to the Hoos and the Cavalier fans, because I can't take it anymore. Send them to Virginia, Rob.
I don't blame you. That's a lot to take, and you're not wrong in wanting to send someone to Virginia. I would submit them. I would hashtag that and submit them. I can jump in. You might not even have to. Let me handle this.
Get them.
First of all, last year in the tournament, going into the tournament, the number one overall seed was Kansas, my school, KU Jayhawks. And since they didn't play the tournament, by proxy, I believe Kansas is the default de facto national champion.
I'll take it. Sold.
I think a lot of people see it that way.
Yeah, I'm sold.
Look, your team and my team both had conference tournament issues, though, Rob. Getting knocked out because of COVID testing and COVID tracing. So you didn't even get a chance to compete for the Big 12 championship, just like Virginia didn't get a chance to compete for the ACC championship. I know you're a big fan, big sports fan, and you know you, just like us, are so eagerly anticipating March Madness and the NCAA tournament. Do you think it goes off without a hitch? I mean, the isolation and the bubble worked for the NBA. This feels a little bit different because they're kind of spread out a little bit more, but still compact, if that makes any sense. You think this thing works out?
I think you said goes off without a hitch. No way to guarantee without a hitch.
Yeah.
I think it goes off, and that's way more than we had last year, so I'll take it. I want to see these players and these schools compete, and I think everybody wants that. Everybody wants to see March Madness. So does it go off without a hitch? I don't know. To be determined. You know, there's, as we saw in the conference tournaments, you know, people had to withdraw. Teams had to withdraw. So hopefully it goes off without a hitch. I think they're taking every precaution they can. So, you know, fingers crossed it goes well. It's what America wants. It's what everybody wants.
Rob, it's what we need, man. It's what we need, the NCAA. We don't want it. We need it, man.
And these players have worked so hard their whole lives to get to this moment. I just don't want anybody to be denied that.
Absolutely. We're talking to Rob Riggle, comedian, actor. He's got a cool setup with Aflac, and he's ready to talk smack and send people to all the states to let it rip a little bit. I've got a strange one for you here, Rob. So, because the first question I asked you was, you know, about your hardest, your introduction to that horrendous malaise that engulfs, you know, sports fans during a tough moment. And you referenced some of the Royals moments, the Berg with the Kansas City Chiefs. So you had some early ones like me, but you've also now had the Chiefs, and they're the best team in football, even though they didn't win it last year. They're amazing, and Mahomes is young. In a weird way, now the Yankees have given me a ton of championships, right? But the Jets have given me nothing. Mm-hmm. The Knicks have given me nothing. In a weird way, and here's the weird part of the question. In a weird way, Rob, like my whole sporting demeanor, my entire sporting DNA is built around like learning how to be resolute and fighting through the downtimes. Is it weird now for you? I know it's great, but is it weird for you now watching the Chiefs on Sunday and say, yeah, we're going to hang 40 today. We're going to win. Like, this is easy. Is that's got to be weird for you. You're not used to it.
Yeah, you know, I'll say I don't know if it's weird as much as it's glorious.
There you go.
It's everything I hoped it would be. For the 50 years that I've been on Earth and I've watched the Kansas City Chiefs, at my first game I was 5 years old. So for 45 years I've watched the Chiefs and I've suffered with the Chiefs. And I'm talking, you know, the 2-14 seasons, the playoff, constant making the playoffs and constantly doing nothing in the playoffs, mm-hmm. having great seasons and terrible postseasons, and been there through it all. So when they finally do arrive, when they finally cross that finish line and win the championship, it was the greatest experience of my life, sporting life, down in Miami when they won that Super Bowl. And now they went back, you know, and they didn't win, I know, last year, but the fact that they're competing like they are, and I'm just soaking it up like a biscuit on gravy, because I don't know how long it's going to last. There's no promises. There's no guarantees. So I'm just enjoying it, because it'll come and go. We all know that. It comes and goes. All those folks in Boston, I hope they enjoyed every moment of it, because it's probably gone. I doubt it's coming back for a while. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But for a while there, I mean, and I mean a long while, they got to live the life. And so now I'm hoping we're the team of the 20s. That's
my personal
hope, that the Chiefs are the team of the 20s, and we get to soak it up for a while. It's been a long road. We deserve it.
Yeah, I agree. It gives us all hope and faith, and maybe not confidence, because I don't know if I could be confident in the Jets, but certainly gives me hope, that's for sure. So, Rob, before we let you go, good catching up again. That's Rob Riggle with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Why don't you give us the information, the project with Affleck, where people can hook up and how they can latch on to this?
Yeah, listen, it starts today, goes all the way through Friday, March Madness. If you're a fan, you want to trash talk someone deserves it, whatever, doesn't matter. Hashtag postpain trash talk on your social media. Include who you want to trash talk, the city they live in, and why they deserve it, and we will take it from there.
Okay.
Love it. That's awesome.
We trust that you will. Good having you on, Rob, and I'll be following the hashtags for sure. Maybe even jumping in. We'll team up against Tiki. I like it.
Kansas is on shaky ground as
they
well.
They are. Yeah, they're not that good this year, Rob. You know Kansas isn't going to win anything this year, right? You do know that. They're not going to win.
Well, I don't, because I'm always optimistic. I've picked them every year of my life to win the national title. This year, no different.
I got
and
you.
Then on your real bracket, you pick Gonzaga.
Pick Gonzaga, exactly. Rob, good having
my Vegas bracket might be a little different.
Exactly. When there's money behind it, it usually is. I know there's a little delay, so I'm sorry for stepping on you a few times. But really good to have you back on the show. Keep up the good work. Rob Riggle, we'll talk to you soon, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.